But let's get straight into the Divrei Torah. So we're very close to the Lel HaSeder, and every single year without fail, there is always a group of people, generally from a hospital or a nursing home, that are putting together a Seder, and they always call my father or they email me to ask my father, what should they do? People can't stay up that late. They're not able to have the Seder so late, they can't start so late, they can't end so late, so what do they do about making sure to be mekayim all the mitzvahs halayla within the right and the proper framework? And not only is it relevant to hospitals, not only is it relevant to nursing homes, it's something that's really relevant to many of us who have young children. We have children, we try to get them involved, we want them to be part of the Seder, and that's really what the night is all about. But at the same time, what are the parameters for when we're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvahs halayla and when not? So let's begin backwards. Let's begin with the sof zman achila. When do we assume that everything has to be finished by? So this is a big discussion. Let's look in the Gemara, Brachos Daf Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, D'tanya, V'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh. We have a pasuk by Karban Pesach, which says, you should eat the Karban Pesach b'layla hazeh. If you'll notice, the wording is a little bigger. People told me that the font is usually too small. Can't see well, so I made it a little bit bigger. Any more complaints, feel free. Maybe we'll... Tough grad. Okay, if those are the complaints, I'm happy to fix them. So it says by Karban Pesach, V'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. So what does it mean by Laila Hazeh? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, well, Nemar Kana says by Karban Pesach, by Laila Hazeh. V'nemar la'alon v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, by Laila Hazeh. It says by Makas Bechorish that the whole story took place, by Laila Hazeh. Ma la'alon, when did the whole story of Makas Bechorish take place? That was at Chatzos. Avkan al Chatzos, so to over here, the only time you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, b'zman shebeis hamikdash ha'yakayim, was until Chatzos. But once Chatzos comes and goes, the Karban Pesach is not allowed to be eaten any longer. There is a tremendous chiddush in Aras Sameach, which we're not going to get into now because we're not learning about Karban Pesach. Mirtz Hashem, it should be relevant, but right now it's not. So the Aras Sameach has a tremendous chiddush where he says, yeah, you're only allowed to eat a b'toras Karban Pesach until Chatzos, but once Chatzos ends, you're allowed to eat it like any other carbon. So that's a tremendous chiddush. Now we'll talk about that some other time maybe, but just something to be aware of. So anyway, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is of the opinion that Chatzos, that's where it all ends. Amar Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? V'alok v'anemar b'chipazon. Ad Shas Chipazon, Rabbi Kiva disagrees and he says, no, you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach until the morning, until Alos HaShachar. Once Alos HaShachar comes, everybody agrees it's over. But the question is about Chatzos, should we assume that Karban Pesach ends at Chatzos, or should we assume it goes until Alos HaShachar? So this is a discussion with regard to Karban Pesach. Now, the Rishonim have a disagreement as to how do we paskin with regard to Karban Pesach by Chatzos, or should Karban Pesach be allowed to be eaten until Alos HaShachar? So Tosus and Zvachim is of the opinion that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, midaraisa, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach past Chatzos. That's it. Once Chatzos strikes, you're not allowed to eat it any longer. It's now considered to be noser, assuming we don't have this chiddush of the Or Sameach, if you learn normal. So then you assume that it's all over at Chatzos. The Rif, however, leaves out the whole opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He doesn't quote it at all. And the Bach writes in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, the Bach writes in Siman Taf Ayin Zayin, that because the Rif leaves it out, it must be that the Rif is of the opinion that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that a person has until Alos HaShachar to eat the Karban Pesach. We don't say that it stops at Chatzos. So this is a major machlokes HaRishonim, and in fact, the Rambam, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, also holds that you have until Alos HaShachar to eat the Karban Pesach. So now, with that in mind, let's move to nowadays, when we don't have a Karban Pesach. And now all we have is the matzah and the maror, and we have the seder and the haggadah and the sipur yetzias Mitzrayim. So what would you say nowadays? So according to Tosus and those who are of Tosus's opinion, that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach ends at Chatzos. So we learn that al matzah semorim yochluhu, the Karban Pesach is supposed to be part of the meal with the matzah and the maror. And because the matzah and the maror are all put together in one pasuk with the Karban Pesach, therefore we assume the law should be the same. So according to the Bali Atosis who paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you only have, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, you only have until Chatzos. So certainly until Chatzos would be the time that you have for Achilas Matzah and Achilas Maror as well. However, according to the Rambam, the question is, what would the Rambam say? The Rambam would say that generally by Karban Pesach, you have until Alos HaShachar. So what would you say about Matzah and Maror? Would you say Matzah and Maror should follow the rule of Karban Pesach? After all, it says, Al Matzah Semorim Yochlu. So if you have until Alos HaShachar for that, so you have until Alos HaShachar for this. Or should we assume no? So this is a major, major question. Now, the Pri Chadosh and the Pri Megadim assume that Rambam says, yeah, it's true you have until Alos HaShachar Midaraisa, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. But they say the Rambam, of course, would agree that we make a a harchaka midrabanan that you only have until Chatzos anyway. So bottom line, it doesn't make a difference. The Pri Chadash and other Achronim say that the Rambam never meant to say that a person can actually eat until Chatzos. All the Rambam meant to say, until Alos HaShachar. All the Rambam meant to say is, midaraisa we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari that you have until Alos HaShachar. Midrabanan, they made a harchaka anyway that you can't eat until Chatzos. So even Mizman Shavisa Migdash HaYakayim, you only have until Chatzos anyway. So then that would cut the discussion in half about Matzah and Maror. Also, we would say the same way the Rambam says you have Gzeira Midrabanan not to eat past Chatzos, so to have Gzeira Midrabanan not to eat the Matzah Maror. However, that is not the way everybody understands the Rambam. Rabbeinu Manoach, who's one of the great Gedolei HaRishonim, and not only him, but also, right, Rabbeinu Manoach was one of the Rishonim, is that correct? I think so. Anyone know? I think it's correct. And the Minchas Chinuch, more famously the Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah vav, also has the same discussion as to what is the Shitas HaRambam. And the Minchas Chinuch argues that no, this is not the case. The Rambam, yes, it might be true that he makes a harchaka, he makes a gzera that you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach past Chatzos. However, when it comes to other things, Rambam would not say so. Why would that be the case? Why should he say that? So he suggests the following. He suggests maybe the reason why is because if you violate the Karban Pesach, you have violated an Isser Karis. Now that's serious business. However, when it comes to Matzah Maror, so at worst, all you did was you violated an Isser. You didn't. You weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah. However, there's no reason to make a Hachaka for that. We find that Tzlach has the Kashem Sachem. We find the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachos that what? Kriya Shema is really Atshiyala Mara Shachar. Midrabanan, they made a Hachaka, you're only supposed to say it until Chatzos. That's not an Isser Kari, so why'd they make a Hachaka over there? So the Tzlach wants to suggest maybe the reason why is because Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim is like an Isser Karis. That's like a very serious thing. No playing games with a Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim. Gotta make a Hachaka, make sure everybody does it right. The truth is, the Beis Halevi already discusses the issue as well, and he says, well, what's the difference between Karban Pesach? What's the difference between Kriya Shema? He says, well, the difference is easy. He says, when it comes to Kriya Shema, what? Exactly, Kriya Shema is every single night, so we're not so excited about it. So therefore he says, maybe that's something that we have to make our Hachaka, make sure nobody makes a mistake. Over here, Matzah and Maror, what do you think? People are going to make a mistake? No one's going to make a mistake about that. We're so excited about eating the Matzah and the Maror, and therefore no one's going to make a mistake. There's no reason to make our Hachaka and say that the mitzvah stops at Chatzos. Therefore they suggest maybe the Rambam would be of the opinion that it goes all the way up until Alos HaShachar as well. Now, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So let's look together in the Shulchan Aruch, number 8. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Ayin Zayin, regarding Afikoman, V'yehei Zohir Lechal Afikoman, Kodem Chatzos, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to be careful to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos. So what does that mean? He paskins like the Bali Atosos that the Iker's Mount of Karban Pesach is only until Chatzos. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah all the way, and therefore if you paskin like him, you'll say, Al Matzah Samarim Yochlu, so obviously you're not allowed to eat Matzah Mar after Chatzos either. Or you'll say that he paskins like the Rambam, but maybe there's a harchako. He paskins like the Rambam, or maybe he's just choshesh for the other opinion. So it makes a big difference. How do we paskin here? When the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur both say that you should be careful to finish by Chatzos, what does he mean? Does he mean we paskin Meikar Adin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and that's it, it's all over? Or is it that really we paskin like the other opinion, like Rabbi Kiva? Just as a hachakas, he should try, but that's only the chatchila. What if a person was on a hatzalah call and you come back and it's already 1 o'clock in the morning, you haven't had a chance to do anything yet? So should I sit down? Tachlis, should I sit down now and eat the matzah and the maror? Well, that depends. What exactly does the Shulchan Aruch mean? Well, when you look at it carefully, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yehei Zohir. It sounds like, not the Ikar Adin, it sounds like you should try your best. What if an onus came up, whatever it was? Onus doesn't mean that my Seder just drags on and on and on. That's not an onus. You should plan accordingly and make sure that you finish on time. However, what exactly does he mean when he says Yehei Zohir? So perhaps that means that you should be careful. And lechatchilu we paskin it's until Chatzos. But if you don't have a chance to do it, or you're for some reason onus, for whatever reason that might be, so then you have until Alos HaShachar. So that might be the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, which is not very clear in the Achronim. Where do we find a precedent like that? So you look in Hilchos Kriya Shema. In Hilchos Kriya Shema, Siman Reish Lamed Hey, the Shulchan Aruch talks about that midrabanan, they made a harchaka that you're supposed to finish saying Kriya Shema by Chatzos HaLaila. Even though midaraisa, you're allowed to say B'shach V'chav Kamecha, you're allowed to say it until people wake up in the morning, until Alos HaShachar. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says that we have a harchaka that you're only supposed to say it before Chatzos, still the Shulchan Aruch says, what if a person had some sort of onus, or you forgot to daven, or whatever it might be, and you wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning, you realize, I didn't daven marv yet. The Shulchan Aruch paskins You should say Kriya Shema now in Bir Chosel. It's not a bracha levatala, but you say you should do it in Bir Chosel. Why? Because the whole harchaka was only a din lechatchila. B'di'evet, if you miss the harchaka and you only wake up and realize afterward, so not only do you recite Kriya Shema lechumra, but you even say the brachas. We assume that's not a bracha levatala. We assume that would not be an issue at all. So the same would be over here. I think that's the precedent. They don't point it out, but I think it's the same. That we would say that even if there is a hachaka, according to Shulchan Aruch, even if we do assume that maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, like Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Akiva, that me'ikar adin you have until alos hashachar, but still, they made a hachaka, and perhaps what the Shulchan Aruch means, is even if you realize afterward that you missed that hachaka, you missed the chatzos, you would be able to eat the matzah namar even with a bracha after chatzos halayla. Oh, so that's what we're getting to. So what about, so that was with regard to Achilas Matzah. What about Achilas Mar? So Pashtus says Achilas Mar should be the same. Why? Because it says, Am Matzah Semurim Yachlu. So whatever conclusion you're going to come to Achilas Matzah and Karban Pesach should be the same conclusion with regard to Achilas Mar. Now the Prima Gadim, for some reason, the Dagam Ravava, they're not sure, maybe this should be a little bit different by Mar. I don't know why it should be different. If the same Pasuk says, Am Matzah Semurim Yachlu, so why should we assume it should be any different? The Prima Gadim often is very difficult to understand exactly what it means, because very often he'll send you from one place to another place and he'll say, look what I wrote in this place, flip pages, you look what he wrote somewhere else, and he keeps sending you in circles. It's not really clear. My father once told me about the Hakdama to the Shalas Hutshuvas, Tirush V'Yitzar. I don't know if anyone ever heard of it, but it's a Tshuva Sefer. He was a Musmach of the Avnei Nezer, so he was obviously a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And his son writes in the introduction to the Sefer that his father got smicha from the Avnei Nezer. And on the smicha machina, he asked him, what do you do if you have a machlokas between the Prima Gadim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or something like that? So what do you do? So the guy's like racking his brains to figure out what's the Klali Apsak. He doesn't know. He never read that anywhere. So he's thinking, well, maybe he should go like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Maybe he should go like the Prima Gadim, who was a bigger Talmud Chacham, who was a bigger Tzaddik. He didn't know. So the Avnei Nezer saw that he was stuck and he didn't know what to say. So the Avnei Nezer said, the answer is, there's no klal. There's no klal. It was a trick question. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch will give you the answer. So go like the Kitzur. The Prima Gadim is going to tell you, look over here and then turn another few pages and look over there. However, the Avnei Nezer said, I don't mean to laugh off the Prima Gadim. The Avnei Nezer said, anybody who paskins a shaila without looking in the Prima Gadim before coming to his conclusion is a Tov Edvar Mishnah. That's what the Avnei Nezer said. Anybody who paskins a shayla, even though we might not go like him, but if you don't consider the possibility that the Prima Gadim raises, you're like a Tov Edvar Mishnah. That's the chiddush that the Avnei Nezer told the Tirush V'Yitzar on his Smicha Bechina. Now, my father never understood it, because if you look in the Avnei Nezer's tshuvas throughout, Avnei Nezer always says, Ein darki l'chapis v'achronim. So he himself didn't look at the achronim, so he certainly didn't look at the Prima Gadim. So what does it mean? Maybe he's trying to be mechanech his talmidim, I don't know, but basically, the Prima Gadim over here has a surprising suffix that he's not sure what's the halacha of maror. Should maror be the same as matzah and as Karban Pesach, or should we assume perhaps maror would be a little bit different? What about Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim after Chatzos HaLayla? So this is something that is discussed also in the Dagam Ravava. Dagam Ravava is another Behuda in his commentary on the side of Shulchan Aruch. So the Dagam Ravava writes, you can say the Haggadah with Hasher Ge'alanu even after Chatzos HaLayla. What do you mean? What do you mean? Other Achronim say, what do you mean? Don't we say in the Haggadah? What? They were up all night. Okay, that's why the Dagam Ravava says you can do it all night. But how can you say that you're able to say Asher Ge'alanu afterward? What do you mean? You have to eat the matzah afterward, you have to drink the kosas afterward. What does that mean? How can you say Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim afterward? So we say in the Haggadah also, B'shasheis Matzah Mar Menachem Afanecha. You can't say Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim at a time when you can't eat matzah mar. And if the mitzvah of matzah mar is supposed to be finished by the time that Chatzos strikes, so then the mitzvah should be done. Now, I'll tell you, in my house, my father is always extremely makbid to finish everything by chatzos, all the dalet kosas, not only afikoman, but even halo. So we're always in a rush a little bit. We always try to finish. My father tells us every year that you can save your divrei Torah for Shulchan Aruch, or you can save your divrei Torah for the meal tomorrow. Or you can be like my father and stay up after the Seder is over when everyone's running up to sleep. My father, every single year that I can remember, pulls out a Gemara, starts learning what the Gemara talks about, all the halachas of Karban Pesach, or whatever the Gemara tells us about all different things that are related to the Yom Tov of Pesach, and therefore, lechatchila, this is something we should try certainly to do. The Rama writes that we should try to even finish Hallel with all the Dalet Kosas before Chatzos. If not, so again, we have the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh li zahar, you should try to do it, but if you can't, so then that's the big suffix that the Achronim have, whether or not you're even allowed to make a bracha on the matzah after after Chatzos HaLayla. It's not so relevant unless you're a Hatzalah member or whatever, something of that nature. You're not feeling well, you wake up later. But for most of us, at least we'll have made the bracha on the Achilas Matzah beforehand. It's not really a question. Very famous Tanai of the Abnei Nezer that I'm sure many of us are familiar with. What if a person realizes that they're going to go overtime? They're not going to finish before Chatzos. So he says you can make a Tanai and you can say, I'm eating the matzah now. If the halacha is that you have to finish eating the matzah before Chatzos, so then this should count as the afikoman. And then after Chatzos is no iser. Im aftir nachar ha-pesach afikoman, some say, means until Chatzos. But you're after Chatzos is over, it's a start a new slate. So anyway, that's the famous Tanai of the Abnei Nezer. My father always told us he never liked it from day one, even though he loves the Abnei Nezer, but that one for some reason he didn't like. So we never relied on it in our personal home. So now that we spoke about when the end time is for all the mitzvahs halayla, now let's talk about what the start time is for all the mitzvahs halayla. So this really begins with a gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Let's look at a gemara. It's a very important gemara, not only for what we're discussing tonight, but also for a major halachic question that comes up throughout the year. Let's look at the gemara as follows. Brachos Chav Zayin Amud Beis is number gimel on the sheet. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Rav Sali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav used to make early Shabbos. So he used to daven Shmona Esrei, used to daven early on Erev Shabbos. And that was considered like a Shabbos Shmona Esrei. And Mispalo Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, the Gemara says anyone would be allowed to do so. Va'omer Kedush Alakos, you're allowed to come home, say Kiddush, even though it's light outside, no problem at all, you can do that. Now, parenthetically, before we get into the issue of Tosefa Shabbos that we're going to see from this Gemara and how that plays into Pesach, before we get into that, there's a major discussion in the Rishonim, which I always found fascinating, and my father raised it to us as very young children, because it's something he's careful about, but I don't know how many people are aware of this. So there is a discussion in Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah Maseches Brachos. What exactly was the story here? So it says, Rav davened on Erev Shabbos early in order to be Mekabel Shabbos. Okay, very nice. So what did he do? So if I would have read the Gemara, I would have said, he went to Shul, and they were davening Ma'ariv B'Tzibur, so he davened Kabbalah Shabbos. Afterward, they started Ma'ariv. He said Kriya Shema with the brachos, and then he said Shemona Esrei. Then he went home and made Kiddush. Right? That's a simple understanding of the Gemara. Now Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, that's not what happened. Rav wanted to be mekayim in the midst of Tosefes Shabbos, so he wanted to daven early. He also didn't have a minion in his community that was going to daven Ma'ariv late. So Rabbeinu Yonah says what he did was he went to shul, he davened Ma'ariv with the tzibur in order to chop the tefillah with tzibur. But he didn't recite Kriya Shema with the brachos at all. That he waited till later on when he came home. Kriya Shema with the brachos he left out. He only said Shemona Esrei by itself with the tzibur. And then later when he got home is when he recited Kriya Shema. Now by us, we make an announcement that says what? Everybody should remember to recite the three parashas of Kriya Shema. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's not what Rav did. Rav made the announcement for everybody else, but for himself, he thought it was wrong. He said, we should daven tefillah b'tzibur, so I'll daven Shemona Esrei with them, but Kriya Shema Nebrachas I'm not going to say with them. Kriya Shema Nebrachas I'm going to say later. This is actually the way my father does every time we make early Shabbos. This is what my father does. He saves Kriya Shema Nebrachas for later on. Where does that come from? Ah, you're losing out on Smichas Geula L'Tefillah. It's a very important thing. You're supposed to say right after Kriya Shema, you're supposed to daven Shemona Esrei. So how do you give up on that factor? So no, the reason why is, Rob says, the reason why is because since we're doing this for the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, so therefore maybe you could give up on the Smichas Geula L'Tefillah. Because the reason why you're not having it is because I'm not going to have a minion later on. So for the sake of Tefillah B'Tzibur and Tosefes Shabbos, I'm willing to give up, to forego on the din of Smichas Geula L'Tefillah. Let's look in the Shibali Aleket, who quotes this from the Ravid as well. Look at number Dalit. Says the Shibali Aleket, mid-1300s, B'Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. So what do I do when it's Ma'ariv? And I only have one minion in town. And the minion in town is davening regular night of the week. Minion in town is davening at 7 o'clock. So it's too early. It's a plag minion. So they're going to do it kalacha, but it's too early. You can't recite Kriya Shema now. So most of us daven with the minion, say Kriya Shema with the brachas and everything, then later on we recite Kriya Shema again. Says the Ravid, no. V'Kriya Shema shal arvis ani noheg, shani one amen achar birchas amariv haravim ve'avas olam. He says, I go to shul, I sit there like everybody else, I answer amen to all the brachos of Kriya Shema, v'kori shema matzibur k'kori b'torah. I can say Kriya Shema, that's just psukim Torah, no problem. V'al emes ve'amuna ani omer amen, u'mispal le'matzibur, then I daven Shemona Esrei together with the tzibur, u'keshemagia zman tzeis ha'kochavim, then when it comes dark and I'm able to actually fulfill my obligation of Kriya Shema, then ani kori es ha'shema b'birchoseh, then I recite Shema with all of the brachos later on. I'm losing out on being Samach Geula L'Tefillah. That doesn't make a difference. It's no problem. So this is what the Shebali Aleka quotes from the Ravid, and this is what Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachas as well. And basically all of it hinges around what exactly did Rav do when the Gemara says that Rav made early Shabbos and he davened early and he made Kiddush early. What does that mean? Does it mean he davened everything? Or does it mean he only davened Shemona Esrei with the Tzibur? But Kriya Shema and the Brachas he said later on. My father points out, I think Rav Soloveitchik said this, that the Rambam writes, Safek Kara Kriya Shema, if a person has a Safek whether or not they said Kriya Shema on a regular day. So what's the halacha? You have to repeat Kriya Shema. Why? Because Safek Deraisa L'chumra. But the Rambam writes, you have to repeat it with the Brachas. What do you mean with the Brachas? Why should I say with the Brachas? Safek Brachas L'hakil. Safek Kriya Shema L'chumra. So why should I say it again with the Brachas? Why does that make sense? So I think Rav Soloveitchik understood, this is what my father always says over, that Rav Soloveitchik understood that part of Kriya Shema is to say Kriya Shema with the brachas. It becomes a chelek of the Kriya Shema itself. And therefore we assume that if you're able to say Kriya Shema now, you're able to say the brachas as well. If you're not able to say Kriya Shema now, don't say Kriya Shema or the brachas. And therefore Rav Soloveitchik is of the opinion that's what the Rama means. Safek kara Kriya Shema, safek lo kara. On a regular day of the year, you're not sure that I say Kriya Shema or not. You have to repeat not only Kriya Shema, but Kriya Shema with the brachas as well. So this is a very interesting halacha. The other Rishonim there at brachas disagree. They disagree with Rabbeinu Yonah, they disagree with Shebali Aleka. They say, read the Gemara Kipshuta, read the Gemara simply. What does the Gemara say? Rav daven like a mensch, like every normal person would daven on a Friday night, early Shabbos, you daven everything, and then you go home, you repeat Kriya Shema later. So they take the Gemara at face value to be taken very literally. Anyway, this Gemara is a very important Gemara when it comes to the din of Tosefes Shabbos. Tosas and the Rush in Arvei Pesachim Daf Tzadi Tes quote this Gemara, and they say, well, you see from here that there's such a concept of Tosefes Shabbos. It says Rav davened early, Rav made Kiddush early, and they say, not only did Rav make Kiddush early, Rav also had his Shabbos meal early, because Tosefes Shabbos means now it's Shabbos, I can be mekayim all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and there's no problem at all. That is the opinion of Tosas and the Rush. If you look carefully in the Rambam, you look through all the Yara Chazaka, and the Rambam only quotes the halach of Tosefes Shabbos by, not Shabbos, by Yom Kippur. The Rambam only has the concept of Tosefes Shabbos by Yom Kippur. Let's read the Rambam together. Says the Rambam in Amar Hei, Kishem sheshavas mimelacha bein biyom ubein balayla. Just like I have an obligation on Yom Kippur not to do any melacha both at night and during the day, kach shavas le'inoi bein biyom bein balayla. So to all the inuyim apply at night and during the day. Not like the other taniyos which only begin during the day. V'tzarach lehosef mechala lakodesh b'knisasu v'yitziyasu. Says the Rambam, quoting Gemara in Sukkah and Beitza, that we have to be mosef mechala lakodesh, we have an obligation midaraisa to do Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, as it says, you should fast on the 9th and the 10th. What do you mean you should fast on the 9th and the 10th? We only have Yom Kippur on the 10th, so the Gemara says that you should be mosef mechala lakodesh. Right? So that's what the Rambam says. Now the Kesa Mishnah points out that the Rambam only quotes the halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur. He doesn't have the din of Tosefes at all in Hilchos Shabbos. Surprising. So what we do every Shabbos, we make Tosefes Shabbos, doesn't exist according to the Rambam. No such thing. No such thing. Doesn't exist at all. And the Kesa Mishnah proves this from the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Look at number Vav on the bottom of the page, where the Rambam tells us in Perek Hey, Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Gimel, that when you're lighting Shabbos candles, you read it on your own, when you're lighting Shabbos candles, says the Rambam, you have to make sure to do it before Ben Hashmashos. What do you mean before Ben Hashmashos? You have to make sure to do it way before Ben Hashmashos. Why? Because you have to be Mosef Mechala LaKodesh. If you just make sure to do it the second Ben Hashmashos comes in, so you have no Tosefes Shabbos. So the Kesa Mishnah proves, number one, from the fact that the Rambam only brings Tosefes Shabbos by Yom Kippur. Number two, from the fact that the Rambam over here writes in Hilchos Shabbos that you have to make sure to light the candles by Ben Hashmashos, that means there's no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. Aye. So how does the Rambam explain our Gemara? What does the Gemara say? Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. And he used to say Kiddush. So what do you mean? How do you say Kiddush and Tosefes? There's no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. So what does it mean? How did he say Kiddush at that time? So this is the obvious question. So my father always explained to me, the Pshat is, I think this is a classic, but this is the way he told it to me, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chavtes Halacha Yud Aleph. Again, the Gemara only says that Rav used to daven, and Rav said Kiddush during Tosefes Shabbos. Tosas and the other Rishonim said, not only did he say Kiddush, he also ate the Suda Shabbos, he did everything, because once it's Shabbos. The Rambam has a different understanding in that Gemara. And the Rambam can make sense in understanding that Gemara, that Gemara only said that Rav made Kiddush in the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos. He didn't do other things. He didn't have a Suda Shabbos. Why should Kiddush be different than anything else? Because if you look at the way the Rambam explains the mitzvah of Kiddush, it makes a lot of sense. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Chavtes Halacha Yud Aleph. Yesh lo la'adam l'kaddish al hakos be'erev Shabbos mibod yom. A person is allowed to make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos even before Shabbos begins. Af al pi shelo nichnasa Shabbos, even though it is not Shabbos yet. V'chein ma'avdil al hakos mibod yom. And so you're allowed to make Havdalah at the end of Shabbos even though Shabbos hasn't left yet. Af al pi shadayin hi Shabbos. Why? Because the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah is, says the Rambam, to highlight the fact that today is different. You don't have to do it on Shabbos itself, but before Shabbos begins and before Shabbos ends or at the end, you just have to highlight the fact that today is different. Bookend the ends of Shabbos. Doesn't have to be on Shabbos per se. And because the Rambam says that Kiddush is allowed to be recited before Shabbos begins and Havdalah is allowed to be recited before Shabbos ends, therefore the Rambam could take the Gemara literally and say, Rav Davin early on Erev Shabbos, and he made Kiddush, but that's all he did. He didn't do anything else, he just made Kiddush. So that's the way the Rambam understands. Now, this is very surprising to us, because we make Tosefta Shabbos all the time, so obviously we don't hold like the Rambam. Obviously we hold, like Tosis and the other Rishonim, that there is an idea of Tosefta by everything, by Shabbos, by Yom Tov, by Yom Kippur, by all the Yom Tov, by all the Shabbos HaShana, and therefore, we assume that there is an institution of Tosefta Shabbos, Tosefta Yom Tov, and the question is, so what happens on Leil HaSeder? If we have a concept of Tosefta Shabbos by every Shabbos, if we have a concept of Tosefta Yom Tov by every Yom Tov, so what about when it comes to Pesach? So this is an important Gemara. If you look in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, I wrote Chav Tes Amud Beis by mistake. The Gemara has in Tzadi Tes Amud Beis in Pesachim, this is number Ches. Says the Gemara as follows: Arve Pesachim Samach Lemincha. When it comes to the night of Pesach, Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. It says a person is not allowed to eat until it gets dark outside. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Samach Beis, number Tes, the Shulchan Aruch writes as well, Yiyya Shulchan Aruch Mibod Yom. A person shouldn't wait. My father always was careful to tell us at home, don't wait till you come home from the night from Shul, the night of the Seder, when you're rushing anyway to try to finish by Chatzos. Don't wait to start setting the table and getting the pillows and putting on the pillowcases and doing everything then. Make sure everything's done before. Open the wines before you go to Shul. Put up the everything on the table that you need. Set up all the cups and fight about who's using which one. Do all that before. Figure out where everyone's sitting and get all the chairs in place. Do all that. Right? They don't only fight in my house. Am I wrong? So figure out with everything before you leave to Shul. This way, when you come home, you could do it right away. But because it has to be done, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yehei Shulchan Aruch Mibod Yom Kidei Lechol Miyad Kishatechshach. The Shulchan Aruch says, in order that right away when you get home from Shul and it's dark, you should have the opportunity to start the Seder immediately. Aval, lo yomar kiddush ad shetechshach. However, he says, make sure, even though you're rushing and you're making sure to get everything in before Chatzos, don't start kiddush before it gets dark outside. Now,
he adds out to the Gemara. The Gemara just says don't eat. He says I make kiddush.
Well, how are you going to eat without kiddush? Kiddush makom suda?
No, I'm saying, why can't you, if you start the Seder earlier, you're not eating until...
What do you mean? You drink the first cup of wine. Kaddish. Right? That's the beginning of the Seder. So Tosis asked the question, why should that be the case? What do you mean? We have Tosefta Shabbos, we have Tosefta Yom Tov. How come all of a sudden the Mishnah wakes up over here and the Shulchan Aruch wakes up and says, you're not allowed to do anything early? Why should this be different than everything else? Once it's Pesach, it's Pesach. Once it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos. If I'm allowed to make Kiddush on a regular Shabbos, however you understand that, so why shouldn't you be able to do the same thing over here?
Manishtana.
What? Manishtana. No, it's another question. So this is Tosis Kasha. So the answer that's given is, what? Tesvav is the other way. That's why on Sukkot. So the answer is because it says, Ba'erev tochlu matzos. Since you have to eat the matzah balayla, and you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda, right? The Kiddush has to be connected to the matzah. So since you can't start the matzah till at night, so therefore you can't start the Kiddush till at night, because the Kiddush is the first of the Dalakosa. So the first of the Dalakosa already has to be Balayla.
Erev is before Shetech.
What?
Erev is earlier. But Erev Tochlu Matzah.
Yeah.
So it could be earlier than...
Why is Erev earlier?
Erev is earlier than night.
No, but it says Balachos or Balayla Hazeh. It says Laila. It has to be real night. So therefore we assume that you're not able to do it earlier. The Rishonim ask another question. How is that Kiddush Makom Suda? What do you mean? Kiddush Makom Suda? Let's say I make Kiddush on a Shabbos and I wait an hour and a half till I go sit down and eat something. So how's that Kiddush Makom Suda at all? So that's a very important question. How do you fulfill the obligation of Kiddush Makom Suda in a case like this when I'm waiting a very long time until I sit down to actually have my matzah? So many Achronim discuss that and figure out how do you get around the problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. So some say, well, Yeah, Kiddush Makom Suda counts if you don't move places, even if it's a long time lapse. So let's say we sit around Friday night, we make Kiddush, and now we just sit around, then we're schmoozing for an hour and a half. And then we say, you know what, we're hungry, maybe we should sit down and eat something. On a regular Shabbos, nobody would think of doing such a thing. So over here, all of a sudden, it's okay. So this is an important question that needs to be discussed. Not tonight, we don't have enough time. But basically, the way the Brisker Rav explains what Tosfos means is, yes, it's true that Tosefus can make it into Pesach. It's true that Tosefus can make it into Shabbos. Tosefus can make it into Yantif. But Tosefus can't make it that it's nighttime. It's light outside. What do you mean? So if it says you have to do it by Lila, bottom line, it's not Lila right now. So that's why we assume that the mitzvahs cannot be fulfilled in the Zman of Tosefus. Now, we find a similar halacha what you mentioned. The Rama writes in Hilchos Sukkah, in Hilchos Siman Taf Reish Lamed Tes, the Rama writes, Lo yocha balayla harishona besukah, atriye vaday layla kama achilas matzah. You're not allowed to eat the first meal on Sukkot either until it's vaday layla. Why? Because also, we learn a gzerah shava tesvav tesvav, that the same way on Pesach night, you're not able to eat until it's layla, because Tosefus can't make it into another day. Tosefus can make it that we superimpose the Kedusha of Pesach onto Erev Pesach, but it cannot make it that it's dark outside. Bottom line, it's light outside, so you can't call that layla. So that's with regard to the mitzvahs. We assume you have to perform the mitzvahs after it's already dark outside. And now we're going to get into a discussion about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah. So again, so Rav accepts Shabbos early. He goes home and he makes Kiddush. Why? On a regular Shabbos, why can't he eat?
No, we're saying that he didn't. He went home and accepted Shabbos early.
Right.
And he only made Kiddush.
No, it says he made Kiddush. And Tosa says that means he made Kiddush and ate a Suda. Ah, so you're saying, how is he able to eat? So the Rambam says, no, I think what the Rambam means is that you can't start and finish your whole meal before it's dark outside. Tosfos and other Rishonim are of the opinion, you can finish everything before it gets dark. You daven at 6 o'clock, you sit down, have a quick meal, make Kiddush and everything, and you're done before it's even dark outside. Tosfos says, no problem, because once it's Tosefus Shabbos, it's considered like Shabbos, that's no problem. The Rambam, I think, would be of the opinion, not that you're not allowed to start the meal after the Kiddush, obviously you need Kiddush Masuda, that's a good point you're raising. I think the Rambam just means you have to make sure that it's Mamshech into the Laila, because even though Tosefus Shabbos means that you're allowed to make Kiddush before, but you have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos on Shabbos itself. I think that's what the Rambam would say. I think. So what about the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So let's say we're running a nursing home, we're running a Seder, and they can't stay up so late, and we want to do whatever we can earlier, so we can't really have the Dalet Kosos because you need Kiddush Makom Suda, and you can't have the Matzah because it says Laila, and it's not really Laila, it was Mount Tosefus. So what can we do? Maybe we could start Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim early. You can't, because everything has to be in order. On Matzah Simrom Yochlu, you have to do everything in order. So what's the story with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Look at an unbelievable Chiddush Rav Chaim, where he has, based on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, this is the Gemara that we learn at the Seder. Yachal mibod yom, I would have thought that it means that you're allowed to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim during the day. Tamal lomar bavarzeh. Bavarzeh la amarti el b'shoshes matzah mar menachem lefanecha. Right, this is the Gemara that we say over in the midst of the Haggadah, in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says Reb Chaim, let's learn it together. Sarachian, what does this mean? What do you mean? Yachal mibod yom, I would have thought you can have your fulfillment of your obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim during the day. Tamalomar, the Pasuk says no. What do you mean the Pasuk says no? We know the mitzvah is to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach, not on Erev Pesach. Right? Did I tell you over that amazing story? There was someone by the name of Yosef Spinsak. Anyone knows Yosef Spinsak?
No.
What?
From the government of Israel?
Yeah. Yosef Spinsak was, I think, the speaker of the house, of the Knesset, for many years. So in the YU library, they have a huge volume of volumes of Divrei HaKnesset, which are like probably the biggest waste of time to read. But once in a while, you see something interesting. So somebody once showed me something fascinating in there. They were having a whole discussion, should they institute a Yom HaShoah or not? This is a major controversy. And basically, Yosef Spinsak, who was the head of the Knesset at the time, put together a committee of three people that they should do research when the right time for a Yom HaShoah should be. What's the most appropriate time in the year? They didn't know. Maybe it should be Tisha B'Av, maybe not. Maybe it should be another day. Anyway, they went around and did a lot of research for months and months and months. And finally, They come back to Yosef Sprintzak and they present everything that they came up with, all the research that they did, and they said, best time of the year to do a commemoration for Yom HaShoah would be Yud Dalid Nisan. So Sprintzak says back to them, Yud Dalid Nisan makes a lot of sense, but Yud Dalid Nisan, I just realized it's Erev Pesach. It's probably not a good time to do Yom HaShoah. I like the research that you did, but you know, this doesn't really make sense. So they said, okay, so let's do it the day after Erev Pesach. So let's not forget, Erev Pesach is a very important day, and you're not allowed to do Malacha after Chatzos, and it's wonderful, it's when we shecht the Karban Pesach, but the day after Erev Pesach is the main show. Ask Reb Chaim. Exactly what Yosef Sprintzak asked. What's Yachal Mibad Yom? I would add a Havamina that I could be Mekai in the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim on Erev Pesach? That's not the real deal. Obviously, my mitzvah is supposed to be performed on Pesach itself. Let's go back to what he says. Halok Siv Bayom Ha'u, Shu Yom Tezvot. So he writes as follows: Be nei betosas kasur de enu yotze b'achilas matzah b'toseves yomtiv mishum de iskish matzah lepesach. Tosas already tells us that on Leil HaSeder you have to have the matzah dafka b'layla because matzah is the same as Pesach. Ma Pesach b'layla af matzah b'layla. Ulefizeh says Reb Chaim Yesh Lamar dezeh haya hasalka daitach to sipri tzias mitzrayim yia mibod yom. This says Reb Chaim is what I would have thought. Yachol mibad yom, you would think I'm able to do CBTS Mitzrayim by yom. What does it mean? Hainu bizman. Tosef is yamtiv. Doesn't mean on Erev Pesach you could sit down at 12 o'clock in the afternoon and be mekayim in the mitzvah of CBTS Mitzrayim. Of course not. The mitzvah is to do it on Pesach. But says Reb Chaim, what the Gemara means to say is Yachol mibad yom, I would have thought you could be mekayim in the mitzvah of CBTS Mitzrayim during Tosefes. The same way Tosefes works by Shabbos, by yamtiv, by everything else. Tamalomar Babrzeh, Babrzela Marti El Bashoshiesh Matsu Mara Menachem Lefonecha. And Matzah Mara can only be eaten Balayla Hazeh, because it says by Karban Pesach Balayla Hazeh. So therefore, since Matzah Mara can only be eaten at night and not during Tosefes, so too CPTS Mitzrayim can only be eaten Balayla Hazeh and not during Tosefes. What an amazing pshat in the Gemara. I don't know if you could say it over at your Seder, it's a little lumdish, but it's an amazing pshat. If you could say it over at your Seder, I want to be at that Seder. It's an impressive Seder. So this is a very beautiful chiddush that Reb Chaim has in explaining what it means, Yachal Mibad Yom. This whole idea of Tosefes obviously comes up in many other areas of halacha as well. It's relevant, let's say, to Hilchos Nida. In Hilchos Nida, we know that a woman has to do a bedikah every day, and then she has to do before the bedikah, she has to do a hefsek tara. So the hefsek tara, what happens if she doesn't have a chance to do the hefsek tara, and now it's a Friday night, and it's not dark outside yet, but the shul already was Mekabel Shabbos, or she already davened Maariv. Now she davened Maariv at 6 o'clock, she is not till 8 o'clock. Now she realizes, oh yeah, I was so busy preparing for Shabbos and everything, I forgot to do a Hefsek Tara before Shabbos came in. So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Do we assume that Tosefes Shabbos now says that it's Shabbos and it's no longer Friday, so you can't do a Hefsek Tara, it's too late? Or do we assume, no, Hefsek Tara goes by the day. You have to get a Hefsek Tara on the day.
Isn't there a
Tarte
de Sasri issue then?
So is it a Tarte de Sasri? That's the discussion. Do we assume that Tosefes Shabbos makes it that now it's Shabbos? And now it's no longer Friday? Now it's Saturday? Can't be. What do you mean? Can't be that it's Saturday. It's still Friday. It's light outside. So all it means is it's Friday, but we superimpose a Kedusha of Shabbos on Friday. Well, if you assume that it's Friday and we just superimpose a Kedusha onto Friday, then I should still be able to do a Hefsek Tara. So this is a shayla that comes up every so often, every once in a while. I asked my father today what he paskins, because it's a major discussion in the Shach and the Ramah about what if the person themselves daven Maariv, not just the Kehila daven Maariv, what if you yourself daven Maariv early, and now the woman wants to, she herself has davened already, and she was Mekabel Shabbos, and now she wants to go ahead and do a Hefsek Tara. So this is a big shayla. My father said he never got the question. Okay? So he told me he's not a shul rabbi, so he doesn't get these kind of questions. So we've gotten the question every so often. I don't know what the psak is, the halacha, but there is another nafkamina, let's say, by Hilchos Avelos. So let's say we know that if somebody finds out about a petira on Shabbos, so you don't start sitting Shiva until after Shabbos is over, correct? So what happens if you find out about a petira and the kvur already happened, right? So you find out about it, it's a shmur krova, we call it. So you find out about it after your Mekabel Shabbos, but before it's actually sundown. So the Mordechai has that shaila, and the Mordechai says, this I'm sure even a shul rabbi never got. So the Mordechai has that shaila and says that, well, once you're Mekabel Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos. So you can't start sitting Shiva because you don't start sitting Shiva on Shabbos. But maybe you should say otherwise. Maybe you should say, well, it's still really Friday. So this is a very interesting question. It comes up in many different places. But basically, when it comes to the mitzvahs halayla of the Leil HaSeder, as we said, a person should try their best to finish everything by chatzos. And the Ramah says you should even try to finish all the Dalet Kosos. The way the Vilna Gaon explains it, it's hollow with the Dalet Kosos with everything. So nirtza, you can sing as long as you want. But the mitzvahs halayla of eating and drinking, you should try to finish before chatzos. And the question is about the starting time. So again, the starting time, since it says va'achlus habasar halayla hazeh, Karban Pesach itself has to be eaten dafka balayla, and we assume that matzah and maror is also part of that mitzvah of achilas Karban Pesach at all, as well, as it says, al matzus umrorim yochluhu, everything has to be eaten at the same time frame, so therefore we should assume that matzah and maror also should not be eaten bizman tosefes, because even though tosefes Shabbos, tosefes yantiv can superimpose a kedusha, lemaisa doesn't make it dark outside, it doesn't make it into layla, and therefore we should try our best not to perform the mitzvahs halayla until it's already dark outside, and we should try to finish everything by chatzos.
And